Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So, my next guest, Dr. Aaron Fernandez, made history when he arrived at Cambridge University as a 15-year-old in 2010, making him the youngest undergraduate since 1773. He is on the line now. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning.
It's great to have you. I'm honoured. Can we go back to the beginning and how you ended up in Cambridge at such a young age?
Yes. So before I was in Cambridge, I was always educated at home. I never attended school. And I think that's why I was able to start at university younger than other people, because I was never in the same educational system as other people. Home education gave me a more flexible schedule. I could study in different ways at different times, and I didn't have to take exams at the same time as everyone else. So I think that's how it was possible.
Am I right in saying you did your GCSE maths exam at the age of five?
Five, yes.
Now, you're obviously special, you know, because I don't know of any other five-year-old who could do a GCSE maths exam at the age of five. Do you put it all down to homeschooling, really?
I think I would put it down to the educational, the environment that I was in before, not only throughout my childhood, but even starting from a very young age, before the age of five. Of course, it's true that not every five-year-old could do that when they were five, but I think if anyone was born and had the same kind of background, the same kind of teaching throughout their lives as I had, then they could achieve the same thing.
So you feel you got the perfect opportunity being homeschooled. Can I talk to you about that? Because we've been talking lots about homeschooling, especially in the last 6 months on the show. So what was your experience like? It was very positive, wasn't it?
Yes. I mean, obviously, in an academic sense, it enabled me to achieve a lot of things. Like, just thanks to this environment, I was able to go to university at a young age, and now I'm an assistant professor in a university at the age of 25, starting when I was 23. So, yes, it's been positive for me.
Can I ask you, who did it? Was it your mother, your father? Who was the tutor?
It was mostly my father.
And did you have a structure? How did it work on a daily basis?
It was not that much structured, sort of on a global scale. Like, we didn't have any timetable. We didn't have any specific work hours. It was more like sometimes we could work in a very intense way, especially before exams, before GCSEs, A-levels, and sometimes it could be a lot more relaxed. It would really depend on the mood and the situation of the family, and it was a very flexible schedule.
Am I right in saying you believe a lot of people could achieve what you've achieved in education if they got the opportunities you did when it came to homeschooling?
Yes, but I think those opportunities would have to start at a very young age.
Yeah.
I mean, if you start somebody from 5 years old, then maybe not. If you start somebody from 2 years old, I don't know.
It's funny hearing you say these things, because I have a five-year-old in my house. And we're teaching her to read at the moment. She's nowhere near a GCSE maths exam. But the biggest tip I've got from other parents and teachers is, if she doesn't want to do it, don't force her. You know, be flexible in that sense, so she'll do it when she really wants to do it, and you'll get a lot more out of it. I suppose that kind of is relative to how you were homeschooled a little bit.
Yes, and I think that's one of the advantages of homeschooling. Yeah. You can give the kids this very individual attention, and you can give them exactly what they need. Whereas in school, if you're teaching a class, you have to sort of cater for the majority.
Yeah, and you don't get that one-on-one. Can we move on to university, which you attended at 15, which is just incredible. Was it a normal university experience, or did you feel a bit left out because you're a bit younger? What was that like?
I guess it was mostly normal, especially it became more normal as time went on. So when I was 15, then there were some legal restrictions that only apply to under 16-year-olds. So in the first year, for example, I had to take my father with me to classes. But after that, it became a lot more normal. So it was more normal as time went on. But I was never uncomfortable being in that situation. I was always happy to be there, even when I was younger than everyone else.
And what about extracurricular activities? Did you have many hobbies, or were you dedicated to education?
I mean, I like to read a lot. Mm. That's something that's been all through my life, reading novels and fiction. I'm used to be very much and still somewhat into bird watching, which is another nice hobby.
Lovely.
Not so much into sports, but a little bit.
And that's fair enough. You spent 8 years at Cambridge University completing a degree, a master's, and then a PhD in 2018. You're now an assistant professor of mathematics at the Eastern Mediterranean University in Cyprus. Can I ask you, I mean, was your career always going to revolve around maths, or did you ever think, God, kind of wish I did that trapeze artist course, or I've always wanted to be a dancer? Was there anything else that you thought you might want to do?
Well, maths was always in the picture, at least. I mean, in my education, since longer than I can remember, there was a focus on mathematics. And I think this is something that's somehow natural for people who are learning at a very young age. If you look at people who've achieved success and broken age records and so on, they're almost always in maths. It was not always the only thing I was thinking of doing. If you look back at the media reports on me from when I was five, I said I wanted to be a mathematician or an astronaut or a lorry driver. And I guess one of those has won out.
Very good. We have a lot of parents that listen to the show, and lots of parents who I've spoken to, they worry that they put their children under too much pressure when it comes to exams and homework. Do you think that a healthy amount of pressure is important for children to achieve?
Yes, some pressure is good, as long as it's not uncomfortable or makes the child unhappy or something like that.
That's a good gauge, actually. And I suppose every child is different, you know, and their needs are different. And how to gauge it is just by their level of happiness, really. If you had your time over, would you choose the way you were educated, homeschooled in university at a really early age, or would you choose a more mainstream education?
I think for myself, I would choose the same thing, because it's not always been smooth. Of course, there have been problems, but in the end, I think that I have managed to achieve success and I've come out of it in a good situation. Maybe the same would not work for everyone, but if I was going back to do my time again, I think I would take the same approach.
Your dad must have the patience of a saint.
He was very very capable, let's say. He was, like, not only his own knowledge, but sometimes learning together with me. We would be learning together, because obviously you can't know all the topics. So, yeah, I'm very grateful for this education.
Was he very proud of you?
Yeah, of course. That's natural for a parent, right?
Well, I think, you're an exceptional kid. And he put a lot of work into it. And boy, did it pay off. Continued success to you. You're phenomenal. It's amazing all you have achieved. And you've made me think I need to go home and get the books out with my daughter Florence. But you've made a lot of people probably think about an alternative option that, you know, sometimes doesn't get enough credit for all it can do for kids. Thank you so much for taking our call, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I hope your daughter will achieve the same success.
So do I. Thanks. That is Dr. Aaron Fernandez, assistant professor of mathematics at the Eastern Mediterranean University in Cyprus. Incredible guy. And Aaron, if you missed the start of this conversation, made history when he attended Cambridge University at just 15 years old, making him the youngest undergraduate since 1773. Just incredible. What do you think? I'm trying to teach Florence how to read at the moment, and I swear to God, I feel like spending about $5,000 on her teacher's present this year, because they have patience of a saint, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of patience. But do you think dedicating your life to education at such a young age is an amazing opportunity, or is it too much too soon for such a young person? And people need to be teenagers. What do you think? Get in touch now, 51552. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.